radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill
Radio. Hi, you're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill
Radio. Hi, you're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Hi. You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Kill Radio. You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
Kill Radio. You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be.
Kill Radio.
You're listening to Kill Radio. Radio the way it's supposed to be. Hey, this is Bennett, and it's time once again for the Thursday Impressionistic News Hour here on Kill Radio in Los Angeles, but heard all over this vast, amazing planet. Maybe dull, maybe charmless, maybe stupid, maybe sleepy, but amazing nonetheless. So like this week, you know, this week I've got all kinds of dreck in my heart for the Catholics, and I hate the administration more than ever. And so what I decided to do was try to figure out, what do we do about it? This bull thuggery, this theocratic, nonsensical bull thuggery, these election-stealing creeps. Andy Warhol used to, the worst thing he could call a person was a rat. These rats. And so on the Impressionistic News Hour today, I decided to ask the Revolutionary Communist Party what they want to do about it. And I have as a special guest Mr. Joe Veal, who's the Los Angeles spokesman for the Revolutionary Communists. But, hey, that's coming up in a few minutes. There's also some music and the weekly news and review and what the hell, all kinds of other things. And you know you're here whenever you hear Roman Kirk. This is the Impressionistic News with Bennett. Put your ears right up next to your speakers. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung happy birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, happy birthday is copyrighted. So if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either.
How about trying this future on for size?
Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.
This is the weekly news in review from killradio.org and from harpers.org. They're the good guys, folks. This was posted on Tuesday, April 5th by Paul Ford, and this is for the Impressionistic News Hour for April 7th, 2005. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. This concerns things that happened in the past week or so. Militants in Iraq attacked the Abu Ghraib prison, wounding 44 American soldiers and 12 prisoners. Britain announced that it will pull 5,500 troops from Iraq and increase its presence in Afghanistan to help with the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Who? I found out that G.H. Bush, on September 11th, 2001, was watching the attack on the World Trade Center, sitting with Osama bin Laden's brother. Syria vowed to be out of Lebanon by the end of April, and Canada decided not to deport a flying squirrel. An earthquake off Sumatra killed at least 1,000 people, and five American soldiers were arrested for trying to use military aircraft to smuggle cocaine from Colombia into the United States. A Russian court found a museum director and an artist guilty of creating blasphemous art and fined them $3,600 each. The piece in question depicted Jesus on a Coca-Cola advertisement with the words, "This is my blood." In France, radical wine producers threw sticks of dynamite at a state agriculture office and demanded that the state take action to stop the depression in French wine prices. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's party won a two-thirds majority in a rigged election, sounds like the U.S., and Malawian President Bingu wa Mutharika insisted that he was not afraid of ghosts, but did not comment on reports that one of his predecessors had often been visited by mysterious dwarves. A British sex festival was cancelled because not enough people wanted to go, and the European Union placed a 15% duty on American trousers and sweet corn. 59 former American diplomats were planning to send a letter urging the Senate to reject John R. Bolton's nomination as ambassador to the United Nations. And a Saudi American princess was arrested for keeping slaves in Winchester, Massachusetts. A former scoutmaster in Houston, Texas, resigned from the Lions Club and turned himself in for sexually abusing a blind 9-year-old boy. And a former policeman was arrested for flying to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, in order to molest boys. Scoutmasters and cops. Scientists in California developed a scale that can measure the mass of a cluster of xenon atoms. It turns out that they weigh a few zeptograms. Harvard students were upset that the brand name cereals in their dining halls had been replaced with generic brands, and Terry Schiavo's parents authorized a direct marketing firm to sell a list of those who contributed to Terry's cause. New York state legislators met their budget deadline for the first time in 21 years. Cambodia privatized the killing fields at Chong Ik. A Japanese firm will plant flowers near the Tower of 8,000 Skulls and will raise admission rates. Laura Bush said that she and President George W. both have living wills. Then she spent 6 hours in Afghanistan. A federal judge refused to let the Bush administration, which opposes torture, send prisoners from Guantanamo Bay to other prisons abroad without granting the prisoners access to the courts. The United States announced that it will establish 9 new military bases in Afghanistan, bringing the total to 12. Afghanistan announced that it will once again postpone parliamentary elections. Taliban militants killed 9 policemen in southern Afghanistan. A new report on American intelligence failures concluded that the Bush administration's evidence of biological weapons in Iraq was almost entirely derived from reports made by an Iraqi defector codenamed Curveball, who was described by those who knew him as crazy and a congenital liar. So I guess it should also be noted that this report on the intelligence failures was commissioned by the president, and the president specifically told them to not investigate his use of the intelligent failures. Now, I have audio of Bush stating that he's looking forward to answering questions about the intelligence failures. Obviously, we know that Bush intended to go into Iraq before September 11th even happened, and all he did was look for justifications to do it. It didn't matter what kind of liars the justifications came from. It didn't matter how bad the intelligence was. He was determined to go get Saddam Hussein, so it didn't matter what was said. But of course, when he commissioned this intelligence failure report, he made sure to keep himself as far away from it as he could. So, once again, we are being lied to by our scumbag administration. An investigation determined that the rate of malnutrition in Iraqi children under 5 years old has nearly doubled since the U.S. invaded. Yes, we're making things better there. And the U.S. Army's Psychological Operations Group was developing propaganda science fiction comic books for distribution in the Middle East. Nearly 10 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, an FBI search found explosives in a crawl space in Terry Nichols' former home, and Pakistan successfully test-fired the HATF-2, the HATF-2, a short-range nuclear-capable missile. In Mecca, a man stabbed his father to death after the father threatened to tattle on the man for not praying. And in Israel, someone spray-painted the words "murderous dog" on Yitzhak Rabin's grave. Noting their mutual hatred of Jews, a neo-Nazi in Florida called on Al-Qaeda to join forces with the Aryan nations. And Olga, the first Siberian tiger ever fitted with a radio collar, was killed by poachers. Robert Creeley, Terry Schiavo, Johnny Cochran, Frank Perdue, Mitch Hedberg, and the Pope all died, as did the man who wrote the theme song to the show Gidget. Turkeys attacked elementary school students in Indiana, and the Boy Scouts director of programming was arrested on child pornography charges. A Minnesota man threw a toddler at a policeman, and a huge, naked, screaming Wisconsin man was shot as he threatened his equally naked children with scissors. Ms. Wheelchair Wisconsin was stripped of her title after she was caught standing up. Hamas and Islamic Jihad announced that they would join the PLO. And a handicapped man used a computer chip implanted in his brain to control a television. The Marburg virus was still killing people in Angola. Paul Wolfowitz was confirmed as the head of the World Bank, and a Toronto man attempted to pass a breathalyzer test by stuffing his mouth full of his own feces. In Shanghai, a man stabbed and killed another man for selling their jointly owned imaginary cyber sword without sharing the proceeds. And after 4 years of hard work, 1,300 researchers in 95 countries concluded that humans are destroying the world. Yes, another great week for the United States, for the Earth, and for the human race. Ah, aren't you glad you live in America? And thanks for listening. I guess you don't all live in America, do you? Thanks for listening. Don't forget to keep listening.
No!
This is your faithless host, Bennett. I have a special guest here today. He's the spokesman for the Revolutionary Communist Party. This is Joe Veal. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Bennett? Good to be here. I'm the L.A. spokesperson.
The Los Angeles spokesperson, yeah. I looked him up on the net, and there were lots and lots of quotes from you on the internet. You said that you've been involved with the RCP since the late 70s?
Yeah, I got involved when I got out of prison in about the late 70s. It was shortly after that I joined the party, and I've been active with them ever since then.
And you started becoming a spokesperson in the 80s?
Yeah.
You said that, was this out here? Was this California?
Yeah, it was in California. It was in the Bay Area, though. That's where I started. That's where I'm from originally.
So I want to talk about platform. I mean, we know that, we know that things suck. You know, we know that Bush is a criminal. We know that the system that we have is keeping us polarized. But what can we do about it?
Yeah, well... you know, what we need to be able to do, get in the position to be able like to do is to make a revolution that can, you know, change this, that can change like the system, that can overthrow like this system, the capitalist imperialist like system, and create like a new one, like in its place, and create a new socialist system, and that's moving towards like communism. That's what we need to
do. Well, obviously, but at this point in time, we can't, those buzzwords are not going to go over popularly. Do we have to retrain people to think?
No, well, I mean, look, there's, you know, people is, you know, there's what's going on. There's what's going on in society like right now. A lot of assumptions that people like have had about, you know, how things like go, that, you know, you just, you know, you vote for whoever you like want to vote for, you know, they get in the office, you know, nobody comes in and kicking your doors or whatever like this here and stuff. Well, and people have had like these assumptions for, you know, for quite like some time, and now maybe things don't go exactly like that way anymore. People had the assumption for a long time, you go to the library, you get whatever like book you want to like read, you can just, nobody's coming around, snooping around, finding out like what you like reading or whatever and stuff. Where those, people have had that, operated on that assumption for a long time.
Obviously, well, those things are changing.
Yeah, all that's being like called into question about some of the whole direction of society here. You have like these Christian fascists, people like group around like Bush, and they are out to oppose a literal biblical interpretation in terms of on society and govern things like along like those lines. And so this is again like, you know, the assumptions that we've had for a long, like many people like had, those are being like called into question. The whole direction of society is being like called into question, and then out of that, then people are more than ever, like now, what I see is that people are more like open to and receptive, you know, people are more like open to consider, like people who have questions about just like the direction of society, and people have, or open to consider about, you know, different like ideas about how society
should
be governed.
Forgive me, but who do you mean? Who's open to that? I don't get the impression that there are people open to it. I mean, yes, there are always going to be like a student base, a young person base that will listen. But I think most of the people in at least the American society that I know are so self-involved once they reach a certain age or so that they're not interested in strong political ideas.
Yeah. One of the things that came out in the election that you was just like, Miss, things are very like polarized in this society, like now, you know. And
oh yeah,
things are very like polarized, and
it's part of a distraction to keep us busy, to concentrate on the people who think, you know, different than us. Again, what do we do about the polarization? Is my question. You know, I mean, obviously we can't. I can't side with Bush. You know, I can't side with his totalitarian regime. I can't side with his theocracy. I can't side with his homeland insecurity. I can't side with his siding with business over people, you know. But there are an awful lot of people. Obviously, 50% of the people in the country, or 49%, 48%, seem to side with him, and another 48, 49% seem to not. That is the polarization.
Right.
I mean, what when you listen to Mr. Avakian talk, he talks for hours about the way we have treated different elements in our society. He talks on and on about the lack of justice in a system that pretends that it's about justice. He talks then about going out among the people and listening to them the word he uses is scientifically, so that he can scientifically analyze what they're thinking about so that they can be directed to understanding the simple principles of the proletariat, understanding that you can have change. But I'm excited about the idea, but what's the next step? do you understand what I mean?
let me see. So I do like think that, you know, like I was saying, like I think like things are very like polarized in society. So there's, you know, that's one. In order for there to be like a revolution, there has to be a couple of things there's a couple of important things have to be like going on.
Okay.
And one of the things that have to be going on is that, you know, there does have to be a crisis in society where that there's rebellion, there's a lot of like volatility overall throughout society, and where the whole, you know, where the whole direction that society is moving in, how it's governed, and what's its value, all this stuff begins to be called into question by millions and millions of people. You know, this is one of the things that has to like happen. If we look at how things are going like right now, this is, I'm not saying that this is going to like lead to a revolutionary like situation, but this is some of what's going on like right now. This is what I was speaking about like earlier when I said like some of the assumptions, long-held assumptions that people have had are now being called into question just by the workings of the system, just by what they are imposing on and impinging on society and on people's lives and stuff. That's why things are polarized. There's two worlds that are colliding inside of U.S. society. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody, it's not mean like everybody gets on one side and say, yeah, on this side, everybody is for theocracy, everybody's for imperialism on this side, and everybody on this side is for socialism and communism. That's not what I mean when I say like the things are like polarized.
Okay.
But nonetheless, the things are very like polarized in terms of like, you know, what Bush and his crew are doing, again, with their theocracy, with Christian fundamentalism and Christian fascism that they're opposing, like on some, and people refusing and not wanting to go that way. People for a long time, things have been, you know, run in a secular like way and stuff. And so there, so the things have been, people have been, there's science, the reason of science that, you know, and now they want to, the reason of creation, you know, they want to, instead of like a teaching like scientific understanding like in schools and stuff, now they want to teach that the Grand Canyon may have been caused by Noah's flood out of the Bible and stuff, when it's been like scientifically like proved that this was, you know, from the rivers and for the Colorado River and stuff, the erosion over like time.
Well, I am waiting for Bush to actually state that he doesn't believe in evolution.
Yeah, well, he just about like did that.
Yeah.
But things are very like polarized over like this, and the things are going to increasingly become like polarized. This is the direction that that things are like moving. So in that kind of like situation, then there's a opportunity for the ideas of the revolutionaries about, you know, the direction. What kind of society we should like, because this become a question for millions and millions of people. There is the opportunity then for like revolutionary people with coming from the communist vision like of society to answer that with, to speak to that to me for millions of people. And that's what, again, like in millions, which is different when millions of people more like receptive like to that these days because of the polarization. But this is what needs to, this is one of the things that, you know, that we are like working on and stuff to be able to do it in that way, and to, so that millions and millions like not now can hear like you like her what Bob Avakian has to say about not only like this society but what a new society can be about. We can have a new society. We can have a new world. We can have a new society that where people, not only people, where all the basic needs of people to order like to live a decent like life is met. But we also can have a new society where there's that's full of ferment, that's full of critical thinking, that's full of scientific like thinking, where it's not only encouraged but where dissent is fostered, including like dissent against the government. You know, there's a society that's moving towards the elimination of all social inequalities, racial inequalities, sexual inequalities. The society is moving to eliminate the difference between mental and manual labor. We can have a society like that, you know, and we can keep, and we don't have to like stop it. We can keep like moving in a new society in that way until we get to a point.
London, I'd gone out for a walk at a place called the Hyde Park, where people talk, get up on a platform and they tell their point of view to anyone who's there. That's who they're talking to. There was a man on a platform talking to some folks about TV being evil, and he wasn't telling jokes. Stood bright a light, he said, for anybody's eyes, real enough to have one is a blessing in disguise. I'm moving closer, got up on my toes. Two men in front of me were coming to blows. Man was saying something about children when they're young. Whoever puts their face in it, he said they should be hung. News in the days, I ask a lot of time. All the greatest gossip, all the latest rhyme. Your brain inside your eye and penetrates your skull. Lays an egg inside your head and makes you dull. I got a restless, drifted through the crowd. You were still shouting something and the voice was ringing loud. It will destroy your family, your happy home is gone. No one can protect you from it once you turn it on. Let's clean up body, sit and climb up on the knobs. You can live another life with all the time you've lost.
you need a puppet, spins your brains about. Sometimes you do like Elvis did and blow the damn thing out. TV judges and TV clerks, TV repairmen to fix it so it works, TV daddies and TV moms, even in TV cities under bombs. It's all been designed, you say, to make you lose your mind. Give it to somebody who will worship you behind. Every time you look at it, the situation's worse. They be grabbing out for you, call for the nurse. The crowd began to riot, they grabbed hold of the man, hung him from a lamppost, then they ran. That TV was at a film, it jumped out over me. I walked back to my hotel and watched it on TV.